Faith in God is works, and also believing, trusting in God. So faith without works is dead. It takes me to Genesis chapter 22, the story of Abraham offering Isaac, his son, for a sacrifice. Now the Bible said it came to pass that God tested Abraham and said unto him, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Here it is saying that God is telling Abraham to sacrifice his son. But I want to point out here that in chapter 2, in verse 2, sorry, he said, take now, that's God speaking, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. The reason I point this out here, this stood out to me because if you remember the story very well, Abraham had another son. His name is Ishmael. That is the son that he had with the outside lady, which the wife, his wife Sarah, had given him to her. And he laid with her and had a son. I think the lady's name was Hagar. H-A-G-A-R. Right? That would have been Sarah's maiden. Because in those days, women had maid. People who work with them. Right? So, this lady had a son for Abraham. But it is so strange that this son would have been his firstborn. But God did not identify this son as being Abraham's firstborn per se, even though he is in fact Abraham's firstborn, but he was not the covenanted son. That was what God was trying to point out here. So he was not saying that Abraham did not have a son named Ishmael. He was pointing out that the covenant that God had promised then to Abraham would have been Isaac, whom he would have with his wife. So that is why here he says, take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac. Pointing out that Isaac is the covenant child, is the promise, right, whom thou lovest. So that is important to point out. The other thing that I was looking on here, Abraham was thinking so clearly, and that is what we need to ask God for a clear understanding of his word, clarity in our minds so we can hear God's voice. We need to pray for a right spirit, and even now let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this lesson that you have given unto us. You've given us your word, O God Almighty. And every word, Father God, is for instruction, is for reproof, is to help us to understand by things past, to understand even in our own lives, O God Almighty, that we should have faith in you. We should be obedient to you, Lord. So, Father, we pray right now for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to help us, Lord. Help us to understand your word. Give us your spirit of love, of knowledge, of power, of a sound mind, Lord. Give us the spirit of revelation in your word, Father. Give us a clear mind, Father. Give us a right spirit even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Abraham had a right spirit. Abraham had clear understanding. Abraham obeyed, a obedient spirit, and Abraham had faith. Father, give us faith, O God Almighty. Strengthen our faith in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Thank you, Father. Amen. So to continue, Abraham had clarity. Listen, brothers and sisters, remember this same Abraham, God told him that he would have had the promised son. He believed it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Him believing in everything that God told him, it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Another thing, he had him in old age, so the fact that God said it, and even when it seemed as if the situation was hopeless, the promise still came. So it says in the same Genesis 22 verses 6, 7 and 8, it said that Abraham took the wood of burnt offering, laid it upon Isaac his son. He took the fire in his hand and a knife, and both of them went together. Then it says Isaac spake unto Abraham. So Isaac asked his father, "My father, behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?" Verse 8, and Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." That, brothers and sisters, is very important. That which Abraham said to his son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So all along, Abraham was traveling, going with Isaac, who was supposed to be the sacrifice. Abraham believed God. Abraham obeyed God, even though it doesn't seem as if what God is saying, you know, is what you want to do. But just believe him, just go on with him, just as how Abraham could say that God will provide himself a lamb. We don't need to help God per se, you know, we just need to be obedient. Abraham said, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And guess what again, brothers and sisters? Remember, Isaac is the promise. And God had made a promise to Abraham that he would have given him a seed. And the seed is Isaac. So really and truly, brothers and sisters, I believe that in Abraham's mind, he was still trusting God, that God will make a way, God will provide, as him say, a lamb for the sacrifice. In Abraham's mind, he's saying that God already promised me this son, you know, that he is going to be the seed. And when he says seed, it means that Isaac will have another son, and then that son will have another son, so it will continue in the earth. So in Abraham's mind, Abraham is saying, well, God already promised me this, so therefore, it's like he must say, me know God not going to kill him or allow me to kill him. God will provide another way. But nevertheless, I am going through and I am being obedient. That's what I think Abraham was saying in his mind, while trusting and obeying God nevertheless. So brothers and sisters, it is the same thing in our lives. Things might not seem as if it is going how we want it to go, you know, but trust God's word. What has God been speaking to you about lately? What has he been telling you lately? The thing might not seem even possible, but remember, with God, all things are possible. So all we need to do is to obey and trust God. So it's just like Abraham. Abraham said to him, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." And then it says, they went both of them together to the place, which is the land of Moriah, that God said that the sacrifice would have taken place. You know, the beauty about this, brothers and sisters, at the end of it all, Abraham called the name of the place Jehovah Jireh. And even up until this day, the place is still called Jehovah Jireh. And that word Jehovah Jireh means the Lord will provide. Jehovah Jireh. The word of God says, Abraham laid out Isaac, his son, for the sacrifice. And at the point in time when he would have slain Isaac, the angel of the Lord called out unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me." Remember again, I'm telling you that this only son from me is saying that he's the promised child. He's the covenant child. Because remember, Abraham had another son named Ishmael that he had with the maid Hagar. So coming back here, when he told him not to kill his only son, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. This is beautiful, brothers and sisters. Why this is beautiful? Abraham took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. This is faith. This is trusting in God and being obedient to everything that God says. Fearing God, meaning you reverence God. That's what we ought always to do. Here it is that a ram came up on the other side. So while Abraham was focused on killing the son, God had already made provision. What am I trying to say here? You may be in a situation even right now and you don't see the way out, but trust God that he's making a way. Trust God that he has already made the way. Trust God. Trust his words. Be obedient to him. Live by his scriptures. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What is his commandments? Everything that he has said in his word. Every promise he has made to you. Everything he has said to do, do it. He said to love him with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with your body, with everything, your resources, everything. You love him. And love your neighbor as yourself. Are you being obedient to what God says you are to do? Abraham was obedient, and God made a way for him. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. Bless the Lord.